Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Monday afternoon to each and every one of you, wherever you might be out there in Stand in the Gap territory. This is another Monday, the beginning of another work week, and we are delighted to have you there wherever you are. And I might say that those of us who are here include David Kistler, Sam Rohr, and yours truly, Gary Dahl. And Sam and Dave, you folks look just fine today for a Monday afternoon.
Well, Gary,
I don't know who wants to go first on that, Dave. But,
I didn't suggest. I wanted to, I was just leaving it up to you guys, depending upon who felt the moving of the Spirit to do it.
Well, I know your vision is very good to be able to see through these radio waves and make an analysis. We do look pretty good today, Gary, and so do you, by the way. No worse for the long weekend. I know you were busy as could be.
I did brush my teeth.
Well, I didn't ask that, but that's good to know.
Well, you've got to have a good smile for radio, you know.
Yeah. I mean, well, you do.
Faces for radio is what we have, gentlemen.
That's right.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are delighted to have you with us and trust that you had a good weekend and are ready for another week. And as always, we thank you for the pleasure of your company because we have a lot to talk about. And by the way, if you enjoy this program and appreciate it, we would encourage you to share it with others. And it's on this radio station at this same time every day, Monday through Friday. And we are delighted to have you there as well as include you in our PR. Sometimes the best word is the word that is spread from your mouth to somebody else's ears. And so if you can help us out in that way, we'd appreciate it. We're going to continue to throw out our phone numbers if you would like to use them from time to time. So you might want to write them down. And if we say something that perks your interest and you want to participate in the discussion, you may do so. And we usually, since we've been on the air, I should say, we have normally reserved Friday for the days to call in. But we're going to give you the opportunity to call in whenever you wish. And so that number will always be, locally in the Philadelphia area, 610-539-TALK, or in other words, 610-539-8255. And then, of course, the toll-free number is 1-877-667-1180. 1-877-667-1180, locally in the Philadelphia area, 610-539-8255. Well, Dave and Sam, we have got two very interesting people involved in this current presidential campaign. There are other interesting people, but these two people are phenomenons, as it were, and that is Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. On one hand, you've got Donald Trump, who continues to surge in the polls. The first poll that has been taken since he made his controversial remarks concerning John McCain, McCain's military service, has come out, and it shows that Trump is at 18% support among Republicans, with former Florida Governor Jeb Bush just behind at 15%, and Scott Walker at about 10%. But Trump continues to surge. As a matter of fact, his backing has climbed 6 points since a late June poll. And so he just keeps going up and up and up. And there are those pundits out there who are saying that he's going to soon collapse, but he is still going up. On the other hand, on the other side of the aisle, we've got Hillary Clinton. Bless her little pea pig and heart. She continues to get caught up in lies and deceptions, and yet, according to the information that we have, about 78% of the Democratic people think that she is going to be the one who will be their nominee next year. So, fellas, what do you think? Number one, why is Trump continuing to surge? Will he collapse? And number two, why is Hillary so high up in the polls, and she basically is a crook.
Well, Gary, if I could wade in first, and then we'll get some intelligent conversation from Sam. But honestly, I think Trump is on the way up for two reasons. Number one, I think – in fact, I don't think I know. I talk to people. In fact, I've asked. Every time his name comes up, I ask, you know, what is it about him that is so intriguing to you? And everyone says the same thing. He speaks from his heart. And he speaks, and I'm going to use this term, unsanitized truth. He is not politically correct at all. He just tells it like it is. And that is an attractive thing in today's politically correct world. The other thing I think, gentlemen, and this is by no means as significant as the first reason I've just given, but I think there's another thing that's at work here as well. And that is this, as the media does its best, and make no mistake about it, there are many in the media that want to see Donald Trump's candidacy come to an end. As they do their best to try to accomplish that, I think people are responding to the media. In other words, they are showing more support for Trump because they don't want to see the media do what it has done so successfully for decades, and that is be the makers or the breakers of a political campaign. So I think it's primarily people appreciate the fact that he speaks truth. He is supportive of the military. He is talking about all the things that people are interested in. But I think the other component is this. People do not want to see the media play a major role. So they're continuing to support Trump as the media tries to bring him down.
Sam? Well, Dave, after that good treatise, I'm not sure I have anything left to say. However, that was well stated. But on the other hand, Dave, I think at an addition to that, all that you're saying is true. I think that, again, what you're seeing is that Trump has been primarily responding to unsolved issues of the day by putting forth the real application of identifying those things and not backing away. We've talked about that before. There's an aspect of good character that says when the time comes, you apologize. On the other hand, you do not apologize for those things that you say that are true. And most of what he has been trying to say, that's where he's not backed up. That is something in the political landscape is very unusual. And so, so anyways, I think that's a piece that's there. Now, I think that when you have certain other entities weigh in support of what he's doing, for instance, I just listened to an interview with Trump that was done by Sarah Palin, and in which she came out and she identified him as speaking the truth, kind of like one of the same color, and really praised him. And in that interview, I listened to him. The question was asked. He said, "Well, Palin's my hero." And we travel the same path, and we have the same friends, basically, and we have the same enemies. And when you have people like Palin coming out saying, "I support him," and Donald coming back and saying, "I'd love for her to be in my eventual administration," you have a pickup across the board that's significant. It's continuing to build.
Another Palin vice presidency consideration, do you think?
Well, I don't know, but he sure did go a long way to that direction there, Gary.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will continue our discussion, so don't go away. We will be back with more Stand in the Gap today for a Monday edition right after these messages.
This is Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, and I'm thrilled to announce that BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, has come alongside APN as a national sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. Together, we share a commitment to further a true biblical worldview and to follow Jesus' command to be salt and light to the culture. BJU Press provides academically sound educational materials designed to fully equip children for college and the workplace. As postmodern culture seeks to eliminate God from the classroom, BJU Press integrates biblical truth into curricula that's accurate, dependable, and exceeds all national academic standards. APN welcomes BJU Press as a national partner and sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. Again, we at APM welcomes BJU Press as a national partner as together we work to instill Christian values in the generations to follow.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
After 3 years of fighting, the Korean War ended this day, July 27, 1953, with the armistice signed at Panmunjom. Part of the UN police action, the greatly outnumbered American troops fought courageously against the communist Chinese and North Korean troops, who were supplied with arms from the Soviet Union. With temperatures sometimes 40 degrees below zero, there were over 140,000 American casualties. Of her son, who served in Korea, Mrs. Dwight Eisenhower said, "He has a mission to fulfill, and God will see to it that nothing will happen to him till he fulfills it."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. This week, the Pennsylvania Family Institute team is hanging out with nearly 50 high school teens from across the state. No, we're not slacking off. Far from it. We're leading our 16th annual City on the Hill Youth Leadership and Worldview Conference. We're staying on the campus of Lancaster Bible College for the week with a couple of days up at the state capitol, including the whole day Friday with the students debating actual legislation on the Senate floor. It's truly a life-changing experience for the teens and a great opportunity for us and our supporters to invest in the future of the next generation. If you think of it, please keep City on the Hill and all the students that are there for the week in your prayers.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family. Preserve the future. We depend on your tax-deductible contributions to fund our pro-family work. Please consider a generous contribution today. You can donate online at pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today. Our number here is 1-877-667-1180 or 610-539-8255. You know, we were talking a little bit about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and we don't want to run this thing beyond the ability that we have to run it, I guess I should say. But the pundits are saying that Donald Trump is going to sink. And just briefly, Sam, do you think he's going to sink or is he going to continue to rise?
Well, Gary, in reality, I don't think we know. I will say that, you know, one of the things that Donald is going to have to do, and of course we cover, and we've mentioned him a lot here, simply because he is in the press the most, and therefore we need that. We are by no means endorsing him at this point, but we are commenting on the things that are working. I will say this, though, that there that Donald, I believe, has to provide some very clear justification for how not many years ago he was very strongly pro-Democrat. He did praise highly Hillary Clinton not too long ago, 2004, and compliment her highly for putting good people around her and so forth. He's had some, and there are some folks out there that are raising in those questions and putting out some videos that that he's been involved in. I know he answered that question a little bit in the Iowa setting when I was there. Just briefly, he touched on it. But it was well, you know what? He's a businessman. He supports both sides. He basically has, you know, in his capacity as a businessman, he wants access to whoever is there. However, that's not really what he felt in his heart type thing. So I think that's one thing we just need to, from an objective perspective, raise that. I think the verdict is still in on that. I will say this, that those who are in the establishment, they desperately want him to fail.
Oh,
and because of what he's saying. And so there are many people pulling full for his failure. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there are many who like what he's saying who are beginning to pull increasingly for his success. He is going to have to put together these two pieces. If he does it believably, I don't think he will sink. If he can't bridge the before statements with the current statements, I think that therein may lay a question.
I find it interesting that when some of these other candidates are being interviewed, one of the first questions that they are asked is, what do you think about Donald Trump and his surge? You know, it must make them frustrated whenever they're trying to portray their own particular platform and their thoughts. And the first question is about Donald Trump. You know, you can understand why some of them are getting quite disgusted on that. The other side of the coin is, though, and we didn't talk about this too much of a degree in that first segment, but you know, the other side of this silly thing is Hillary Clinton. Among all registered voters, 76% say they expect her to be the Democratic Party's nominee next year. That's about the same as the 78% of Democratic and Democratic-leaning registered voters who say the same. You know, why is it that being that she is so deceptive and has been caught in so many lies, and you could even say, as I said before, borders on at least being a crook. Dave, why is it that she's up so high on the Democratic side?
Well, Gary, her last name, I think, is a significant part of that. She's a Clinton. And you will remember, and Sam will as well, and many of our listeners will as well, that in 2008, she was the heir apparent as well. She was all but coronated as the nominee. And of course, out of nowhere came this young man named Barack Hussein Obama, who stole the nomination away from her. And I don't mean that in a malicious way. He just, he had great people around him. He had support people that knew what they were doing. And she did not get the nomination, obviously. So there is this belief that she deserves it. It's her time. All of these kind of things. Of course, she is the one that the left loves because she is very left leaning in her philosophy and in her ideology. So, you know, they're doing everything they can to crown her the nominee on the Democratic side. And really, to be honest with you, Bernie Sanders and these, you know, two other people that, you know, that are running against her really are not substantive long term, I don't think. So, you know, she is the one that appears to be the heir apparent. However, gentlemen, again, I am not convinced, and I know we don't want to go into this right now, but I'm just not completely convinced she's going to get the nomination. And I don't mean by that Bernie Sanders will. I think somebody else may show up on the scene that may get the nomination instead of her. She's got so much baggage. She's got so many lies she's told, Gary, as you well said. The Benghazi thing in and of itself, if the truth were to come out about that, she would be in jail. Not the nominee, she would be in jail. So there's so many things she's going to have to deal with that if any of it comes out to any degree, I'm not convinced she's going to get the nomination at all.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch. We have a long time to go before the election, and almost anything can happen at this particular point. 1-877-667-1180 or 610-539-8255 is our number here if you would like to contact us. Switching gears just a little bit to another presidential candidate, Mike Huckabee. Over the weekend, Huckabee said that the Iranian nuclear deal is marching the Israelis to the door of the oven. That's a quote-unquote, and of course, you know, he's talking about the possibility of another Holocaust, as it were. In the process of making that particular statement, he denounced President Obama's role in the agreement reached by the United States and the other world powers, along with Iran. And Huckabee actually said this Iranian deal should be rejected by both Democrats and Republicans. After that particular statement was made by Mike Huckabee, Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz said that Huckabee's statement is grossly irresponsible and called for his apology. Now, Sam, do you think that Mike Huckabee is correct, or is Debbie Wasserman Schultz correct? Is what Huckabee said grossly irresponsible and deserve an apology to somebody?
Frankly, I don't think so. I think that, you know, what else is Wasserman Schultz going to say? What Mike did in making that statement and drawing that extraordinarily correct, unavoidable connection between this agreement, he, by so doing, he hearkens to the Holocaust, which the Muslim and Iranian leaders deny ever happened. He connects our president to actually repeating this major scar on the history of mankind, which is about as direct a connection as you can make to not just irresponsibility, but almost an intentional action. You don't accidentally fall into that. Mike, when he made that statement, it raised the stakes very, very high. And so if they accept it at all, then the president has nowhere to go in his justification of what he's doing. And and so again talking about apology, you know, what have they done? Just what we talked about with Trump. They're going to say demand an apology. Well, it'd be interesting to see if Mike in fact backs up on it. I don't think that Mike will back up on that comment, though.
Nor should he, in my opinion. I mean, I think
Nor should he.
I think he's very much on the right track. Dave, I think you've got a very interesting observation about who should apologize for what.
Well, Gary, my thought would be this, that the Democratic National Committee is the one that needs to issue the apology for letting Debbie Wasserman Schultz have any position of leadership. I mean, this lady is as to the left as she could possibly be. And to suggest that Mike Huckabee needs to apologize for merely stating the truth, because that is exactly what this Iranian nuclear deal is doing. It is pushing Israel right up to the oven. And I think that is a fitting analogy that he chose. So Mike doesn't need to apologize at all, and I agree 100% with Sam. I don't think he will at all.
You know, it's very interesting to see what's going on in this entire election and the issues today. You know, over the weekend, Ted Cruz got in trouble because of the fact that he expressed his concerns on the Senate floor and referred to Mitch McConnell as a liar, Sam. I understand that he was really raked across the coals, that his Cruz was raked across the coals by Orrin Hatch because he did that. Where do you stand on that issue? Was Cruz right, or was Orrin Hatch right?
Well, you know, the statement that Cruz made by saying that McConnell and the Republican leadership are walking hand in hand with the administration and Senate Democrats, in that they, as he said, marching lockstep with them on such things as funding Obamacare, funding Planned Parenthood, and refusing to tie an Iran nuclear deal to Iran's recognition of Israel's right to exist, exactly what Huckabee came out and said. He said they, quote, operate as a team, undermining the liberty of the people of this nation. That is exactly correct. He did not. He was not wrong in saying that, and by saying that Mitch McConnell was not in a seriousness trying to address these things, he was right. What the difficulty is that it's tough to call somebody out of your own leadership in that capacity. That was a bold move. Some could say maybe it wasn't the right by doing it, but he was right in what he said.
Strange things going on in America. 877-667-1180, 610-539-8255. We will be back with more of Stand in the Gap today, right after this break.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of Providence which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. President Obama in Ethiopia today slamming some Republicans criticizing the Iran nuclear agreement.
President Obama says the American people deserve better than the outrageous statements being made by the 2016 presidential candidates. President criticizing Republicans Ted Cruz and Mike Huckabee for how they've criticized the Iran nuclear deal.
Fox Radio's Jessica Gallagher covering the president in Ethiopia. The Veterans Administration saying it's made big strides since a scandal affecting wait times and accessibility for vets' care. VA Secretary Bob McDonald is saying that others can help as well.
We in the VA can't do this job by ourselves. We need the help of all layers of government, non-government organizations, businesses, and others to be able to care in the right way for veterans.
McDonald is speaking at today's Justice for Vets conference. Fox News, we report, you decide.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Not packed. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFYN. You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
You know, one of the things that we were talking about is the fact that many people are supporting Donald Trump because they think that he's telling it like it is. You know, he's not being politically correct. Then you have a situation with Hillary Clinton whereby, you know, she doesn't even know what the word truth means. She can't seemingly tell the truth if she had to. And then, of course, you've got the situation here with Mike Huckabee that we were talking about when he's out there telling the truth about what's going on over in the Middle East. And, man, it just seems to me as though one of the things that we have a dearth of in America today is the concept of truth and what is truth. You know, it's sad when political correctness stands in the way for the propagation of the truth. And, you know, I'd just like to see presidential candidates, American citizens, Christians, just turn back to the fact that truth is the standard. You speak the truth with love and go forward with it and allow the chips fall where they may, Sam.
Gary, see, that is the issue that's really at hand. I was thinking about that just before the break. You know, the mere fact that that Senator Ted Cruz feels it necessary to use the word liar. Wow. I don't know if I've ever called somebody publicly a liar. But it is true when you have such things like that, you know, happen. But the mere fact that you have to call that out is really, really something. But on the other hand, we all know, and all those who are listening to this program know, that the media by and large, and frankly, the information coming out of this administration and so much of the news around the world has been twisted and manipulated to try to lead people to a foregone conclusion. We are being used. We are being led like sheep. And there is no alternative to that other than the truth and how to think through the kinds of things we're talking about so that you come to an accurate conclusion. But that's what I think Cruz was trying to do when he made that statement. And did it get a response? Boy, you better believe it. It got a response, and it's getting a response. And I can imagine internally he has already taken an immense amount of pressure on the inside, because you just don't say those kinds of things. Well, you know, Gary, it comes a time where you've got to, where our entire nation is being led to the brink of a war, this Iran-type thing, or are you being led to the brink of economic collapse because people just say, well, you know, we'll just keep on going. It's not really – I mean, there has to come some bold speakers who stand up. I think that's what Trump is saying. And to the extent that he talks those truth things, that's responsive. That Mike Huckabee says what he says, that's the truth. And what Cruz had to say, that's also the truth. And you're going to, and you get hit and you get pushback by those when you do speak the truth. I mean, the Lord Jesus himself was pushed back on when he spoke the truth and people didn't like it. So the truth has a way of cutting through, but there's no substitute for the truth.
And you know, the thing of it is, regarding what Ted Cruz said, I heard a reporter say this morning that this could be the thing that would bring Ted Cruz down, simply because of the fact that Orrin Hatch spoke out against him without mentioning his name. Everybody knew who he was talking about, and others have been criticizing him. And, you know, if the telling of the truth would bring a man down, then we are really in a bad way in society today. We need to strive for the truth in all things. 877-667-1180 or 610-539-8255. We'll take your call from Broomball. That's the name of a person that I know. This is Broomall. Welcome to the program, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mac. I love you guys. Makes so much sense. And Pastor or Evangelist Dave Kistler had said something about maybe a little over a month ago, where he quoted Spurgeon as saying, it's time to take the sword out of a sheath and swing it. And I find in so many of our churches today, you hear these ministers, I don't want to get into politics. And then and it dovetails with something that Brother Sam Rohr said about pastors being uninvolved bystanders. So they want to take out the sword and swing it amongst their congregation, but they want to sheath it when it comes to dealing with the leadership. And we have a young man in my church that I've given him assignment, the believer in politics. And there is so much scripture in that. Jesus telling his disciples, you go to that fox. God telling Moses, go to Pharaoh. Nathan going to David. And then it's just all through scripture. Joseph of Arimathea, and I go to a Spanish Baptist church. The old version, which is older than the King James, La Versión Antigua, says that Joseph of Arimathea, it says, el cual era senador, who was a senator, boldly demanding the Christ of Jesus, the body of Jesus. And We see this lack in the church of concern, and I'm just glad for your program there, and for somebody like Donald Trump who does tell the truth. The sword doesn't need to be sheathed when it comes to taking it out on the streets and dealing and calling our political leadership what it is, liars and cheats. And when ministers get bold and we get back to dealing with the program from the pulpit, then we're going to see real revival. And I just wanted to share that because I'm definitely not one of these guys that leaves it in the church. If a liar, if the president tells a lie, it's wrong. If a senator tells a lie, it's wrong. And then they got to be nailed on it.
Okay, thank you, Mac, for your call. I appreciate that. Dave, your response to that, because he quoted something that you quoted a while ago.
Max Cole, and I think he's 100% correct. We don't need to leave these discussions outside of the church or outside the pulpit. They need to be addressed. The point I think Mac is getting at as well, which is one that is an outstanding one, when we come just with Ted Cruz, with what he said about McConnell there on the Senate floor, how sad is it? Gentlemen, how incredibly sad is it that Ted Cruz gets called out for verbally pointing out Mitch McConnell's lie, and that raises the ire of those in the Senate more than the fact that Mitch McConnell actually lied. So the description of the lie, or the calling out of the lie, is worse than the fact that McConnell actually lied. Gentlemen, that's tragic. That's tragic. That's a situation that indicates that truth is falling in the streets of America. And so, we need to continue speaking truth unequivocally, clearly, and unsheath the sword of truth, as Max said, and wield it effectively in these days.
Sam, you know, the one who really publicly rebuked Ted Cruz was Orrin Hatch. And, of course, as president pro tempore of the Senate, I suppose that's his responsibility. But, you know, Orrin Hatch has been, for many, many years, considered to be a conservative leader. Are you surprised that he came out against Cruz in such a way that he did?
Frankly, I'm not, Gary. I think Orrin Hatch has been conservative on many issues, but he has also walked lockstep with leadership. You know, that's one of the things I found from being in office, is that many, many, many times, if not most times, you do not get to a position of leadership unless you have proven that you're willing to fall on the sword of your own convictions in favor of the greater good of the institution, the party, the leadership type thing that makes it run. I've seen it a lot, and I've seen Orrin do this, Senator Hatch do this before as well. So rather than, I mean, leadership, whether it's in a party or anywhere, should be to the standards to which you are sworn to uphold. He should have said nothing rather than to come out publicly. He didn't have to say this, but he was probably urged by the leader to weigh in so that the leader had somebody come to his defense. But the issue should be what Dave was talking about, the veracity of the charges. Was Ted Cruz right? If he is right, then we're hypocrites, and we ought to change our ways. That ought to be the response of a good leader. But Orrin picked up the banner, I think, of the party leadership, and rather than the merit of the issue to which Ted Cruz was speaking.
Okay, Dave, I want to bring this into a pretty pointed question here. You know, Mac brought up the idea that there are preachers who say, I don't want to get involved with politics, and we've talked about that before in this program, and here we are talking about, on one hand, you've got Ted Cruz portraying the truth, and on the other hand, you've got Orrin Hatch and others, buffeting the truth a little bit. How does a preacher address this situation over the pulpit, or should he?
Are you speaking specifically of the situation with Orrin Hatch, or are you talking
about— Yeah, as it relates to what he said concerning Ted Cruz and what Ted Cruz said. In other words, is this an illustration of something that a pastor or a preacher should pick up and deal with in order to bring out the truth of what's going on in the nation today?
Well, again, our friend Mac cited a time when Jesus called Herod a fox, and he went right to his character and called him what he was in character. So if there are politicians, be them Mitch McConnell or whoever, the name can change, but the principle is eternal. If there's someone in the political realm or in any realm that is lying and doing that which is going to be destructive economically or otherwise to America, and someone else calls out that individual on it, then yes, a pastor ought to address that and say, we stand with the truth, and the truth is the truth, and it ought to be spoken in an unfettered way.
But for some reason, many pastors and preachers are afraid to do that, and that really does need to be addressed, I think, from the perspective of what the pulpit's all about, particularly when you take into consideration that the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth and everything that relates to that. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with more Stand in the Gap today, right after this break. Stay tuned.
Blessed is a man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives generously to all. This is Roy Russell, president of the Life Financial Group, online at thelifegroup.org. For nearly 40 years, we have worked with believers and especially widows across the nation. We all need wisdom as it relates to our finances, taxes, and estate planning, but no one more than the widow who must manage on her own. We are financial advisors committed to a biblical worldview. We assist with your income taxes and give advice to help keep your taxes low. We also carefully invest your money to provide a comfortable retirement income, and we work closely with Christian attorneys to draft a believer's will and powers of attorney. Please call me with your questions or to discuss your needs and desires at 800-688-5800. That's 1-800-688-5800, or online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in 8th grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people. Didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
Did you know that the wicked, those who reject God's authority and proclaim good to be evil and evil to be good, will be cast into hell? Did you know that nations who once knew God and His blessings but forget Him, including America, will be judged? Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. King David in Psalm 9 says that God, the great judge, is known by the judgment He executes. One day soon, He'll judge the world in righteousness according to His standards and perfectly administer justice to all. He'll remind all godless rulers that they were accountable to Him and were to rule in the fear of God and administer His justice according to His law. All rulers and all people, including the arrogant and proud, will one day acknowledge that they are but men and not God. I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, saying that God is love and He is patient. But as the righteous judge, He will be known by the judgment He executes.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, here at the American Pastors Network, we stand upon the Word of God, and we talk about the authority of the Scripture and developing a biblical worldview. Along with that, we stand for the United States Constitution because we believe the Constitution was based upon biblical principles. And in the course of the conversation that we've had with you here today, why, we can see that in many ways there are those in this country getting away both from the Word of God and from even our constitutional principles. And it's interesting to note that there is a sheriff out in Missouri. He's in Stone County, Missouri, who, again, in my opinion, is getting in some trouble because he wants to stand both for the principle of Scripture as well as his constitutional freedom. His name is Doug Rader. He's the sheriff of Stone County, Missouri. And he placed the national motto, In God We Trust, the national motto on his patrol cars, saying, and I quote, "There is no better time than now to be displaying the national motto." Now, the national motto, you know, In God We Trust, is on every piece of coinage we have, every dollar bill we have. And yet, because of the fact that a sheriff is putting this particular motto on his cars, he is under great ridicule. There are those who have said, and I quote, "Very simple and ill-stated for the record. I am not offended by these decals, but it's inappropriate to have them on government property." This particular individual goes on to say, "No voting required. It's a violation of church and state. You are showing preference to a religion. How is this such a mystery?" Another individual responded to the sheriff having the national motto on his vehicles by saying that putting the national motto on your police vehicles, quote, "sends a very clear message to your community. It screams, we are here to serve and protect you if you are a Christian. It does not belong on a government vehicle." Now, Dave, I ask you, what's wrong with having the national motto, In God We Trust, on a government vehicle? I mean, that's not saying we'll only protect the Christians. And I don't think that has anything to do with the separation of church and state, do you?
Nothing whatsoever wrong with placing that on a vehicle. And anyone that would suggest that, Gary, is grossly ignorant, not only of the fact that this is our national motto, and that may be some of what's driving this. People just don't know anymore what our national motto is. But it is not a violation of the separation of church and state. It's just a simple statement. As you said, the same statement is above the head of the Speaker of the House of Representatives there in the chamber. It's also on all of our coinage. And so, Gary, this is absurd. It's absurd. So, again, someone's going to get exercised and upset because someone does something, i.e. this sheriff, that is as constitutional as it can be. And they're going to get upset about that when there are major issues about which they should be upset and they're not. So, again, this is a glaring example of upside down thinking in America. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. Truth is declared as untruth, and lies are declared as truth by the culture. And so, Gary, it's tragic.
Well, it is tragic. And Sam, you know, it goes back to this idea of truth. I mean, you know, truth concerning what is actually separation of church and state. I mean, you know, that's been something that people have been debating down through the years. And, you know, in fact, the separation of church and state is not even found in our Constitution. And yet it seems like today, because of the misunderstanding of truth, people will take that particular phrase and try to use it to support anything that they want to do, particularly if it's liberal, if it's humanistic, and if it if they think that it violates the concept of political correctness. I mean, you know, this is a serious issue that reaches into the heart of who we are in this nation.
Well, Gary, it does. And, you know, there have been certain claims made by those who reject the concept of God's authority being over all, or the rule of law, as we'd put relative to the Constitution. And that issue there of separation of church and state has been one that has led the pack, and it's tended to lead the debate, and it's so grossly misunderstood. But because it's really been the tool to eviscerate every reference to God and the underpinnings that biblical truth has had in the formation of our laws. No question about it. Now, in this case out there, in realistic terms, you know, whether the sheriff has the authority to take and put any of the writing on his vehicle or not, that's a matter of policy probably established by law out there that has nothing to do with what he puts on it. However, and that would be something I can't talk to that. However, for anybody to bring up the opposition, as what you're saying here, is that it's a violation of church and state, that is an indication that it is off base and so forth. So very, very clearly, I mean, God has been under attack. Moral truth has been under attack. All of those who don't want someone to stand up and says there is a right and a wrong, that whole thing is what really is, in the end of the day, is under attack here. And that's why we try to, in this program, again, lift up the truth, because it's the antidote to that kind of thing.
You know, it's interesting that he has been, of course, accused, the sheriff has been accused of using federal, or I guess it would be governmental money, not federal money, but governmental money for putting that, for putting the motto, "In God We Trust," on his vehicles. Of course, he says that it was money that was donated to the department to do that. It really did not come from taxpayer money per se. It was one individual who donated that. And, of course, again, like you said, Sam, maybe he does or doesn't have the authority to put on the vehicles in print what should be on them. We don't know that. But, you know, to say that using our national motto, "In God We Trust," is the violation of church and state is just absolutely ignorant. It's absolutely ridiculous. And was it you or Dave that said maybe what we find today is that there are those people who do not know that that is our national motto? In fact, I think our own president messed it up one time, didn't he, Dave?
He did indeed, Gary. And if I could point out the consummate hypocrisy here, and I know this is a topic that we will probably be discussing tomorrow, but here they're claiming that he used taxpayer money, whether he did or didn't, we don't know. But even if he did, to put the national motto on the side of a patrol car or a group of patrol cars, and yet these same people would not cry out, though taxpayer money has gone to support the selling of fetal tissue by this horrendous organization called Planned Parenthood. Gary, do you see the hypocrisy? Do you see the glaring nature of what's taking place in our country today?
Absolutely, Dave.
Truth is what's needed today. Know the truth and walk in it. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. These are things that we need to keep in front of us, ladies and gentlemen, as we go on from this point. We do want to thank you for joining us today. And on behalf of David Kistler and Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dahl, saying we trust that you'll have a great day living in the truth and that you'll stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up, because we know the best is yet to come.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.